And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has reversed course on retaliatory tariffs against American goods, acknowledging the economic realities of cross-border trade relationships. The 25% tariffs were initially imposed as a response to the U.S. trade policies, but the economic interdependence between our nations made the approach unsustainable. When two economies are as integrated as ours, trade wars tend to hurt both sides. Democrats, however, are desperately trying to sound like they speak English again, with a left-wing think tank blacklisting 45 of their own woke terms. Third Way wants Democrats to stop saying birthing person, cisgender, and microaggression, basically asking them to communicate like normal human beings. The Trump administration finally addressing what should have been obvious years ago, removing illegal immigrants from Medicare and Medicaid rolls. RFK Jr. and HHS discovered 1.4 million ineligible people receiving taxpayer-funded health care. Every dollar misspent on someone who shouldn't be receiving benefits is a dollar taken from an American citizen who actually paid into the system. In Florida, a public school teacher just demonstrated exactly why parents have lost trust in the education system. She nominated a conservative student as most likely to become a dictator and encourage the entire class to vote on it, all because his interest in history and ROTC participation. Yeah, when teachers are targeting kids for their political beliefs, we've moved far beyond education and into something much, much darker. Notre Dame has just proved you can change the nameplate, but not the heart of an institution. They renamed their diversity office to the Sister T. Bowman Center, all to dodge federal investigations, but kept all of the same ideological programming, including a gender relations center which pushes LGBT activism, complete with rainbow flags while claiming to uphold Catholic teaching. I don't think those two are compatible. Moving on now, a Clinton-appointed judge blocked Texas from requiring Ten Commandments displays in classrooms, claiming that it would coerce students into religious thought. The ACLU celebrated, declaring public schools are not Sunday schools, but apparently the same schools can function as gender confusion workshops, critical race theory seminars, and political indoctrination centers. Finally, some encouraging news from corporate America. McDonald's has announced they're going to be slashing prices and returning to what made them successful, affordable food. They're cutting combo meal prices by 15% and bringing back $5 breakfasts and $8 Big Mac meals. Corporate is even going to be covering the difference for their franchisees. Good on them. We'll see how it works out. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app. And I really, really would appreciate it if you would, in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.